The word today is courage. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Life is often full of difficulties and problems. It's easy to get discouraged. But God wants us to be filled with His joy and confidence. When we are, we can be courageous. Our approach to life will be filled with courage when we know God is with us. Hear from our archives, with a message to help us draw on the courage God gives us, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Courage.
As we speed toward the end of the world, and nobody knows exactly when that will be, but many of the signs that are pointed to in the Holy Scriptures in God's Word point to the fact that we are speeding toward it, and remember, with God there is no time. So a day is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. So don't reason in your human mind as though God is waiting a long, long time. He isn't. He isn't. He will come and send His Savior, the Lord, His Son, Jesus Christ, to be with us at precisely the right moment when He decides. Now, there are some clues in the Scriptures that everyone will have a chance to hear the message of salvation, every tribe, every people. Basically, that has already happened, I believe, all around the world. If you take the people groups and so on, there are very few languages that have not had the Bible translated into them. I think it might be 30 or 40 languages yet, but they're very quickly being translated, and I imagine another 10 years they will all have been translated. But even in those language groups where their home language, so to speak, their mother tongue, may not have been translated as yet, and some of those of you that are listening to my voice all around the world, there are 44 different languages that we know of that this program is translated into. So all over the world you're hearing the message, even though it might not be in your mother tongue, it might be another of the main languages, like maybe English or maybe, you know, some other Spanish perhaps, or some other language that many people still know. Well, at any rate, the Bible will be preached all over the world before the Lord returns. So when is that going to be? It's up to God. It can be at any moment. It could be this day. Could be whenever God chooses. Now, the point is that the Bible gives us some other clues about how we will know the end is coming close. Some of these clues, it says, for instance, there will be the Battle of Armageddon. Now, many Christians believe that is a physical battle that will take place over there in Israel. And the battle will be on that battlefield called Armageddon, and that it'll be a physical war. Well, it could be. That's what some people think. I don't happen to believe that. I believe, and most of the people in our denomination, we're Lutheran, believe that these are symbolic words, that these are references to the fact that there will always be war and turmoil and confusion before Christ comes. That has been fulfilled many, many hundreds of times already as far as that goes. Just like the gospel being preached all over the world, that has been fulfilled already too and continues to be fulfilled. So whether you take it literally, technically, as if it is a physical thing, or spiritually, as if it is a reminder that there will always be sin present and battles present, the different attitudes of the heart are spoken of here. It says in those end times, which we are in right now, those end times, people will find themselves being deceived. Now, one of the really careful things we need to look at as a Christian church, it says that in those last times, deception will come upon men. They will be deceived. Now, this is speaking of the Christian church. It says that there will be many believers who will become confused and misled, and there will be leaders that will show up. Some will even think that they are Christ and that they're actually the coming of the Messiah. It says there's going to be all kinds of confusion, and that when these things happen, people are going to be deceived. Well, Have you noticed in the world today, I think there are many people already being deceived. We have people that are being taught false doctrines. And they're accepting them, they're believing them, and as a result, they're being deceived. Another thing it says, there will be a lot of stupidity. My goodness sake, is there ever a lot of stupidity? I am shocked at how few Christians could sit down and converse with you for an hour or two about the teachings of the Bible. I am shocked that so few in the Christian church know the major teachings of the Bible. They perhaps couldn't even explain to you four or five people in the Bible that they know about and could give you a story of their lives. They perhaps don't even know how to answer questions like, what happens if a little baby dies and isn't baptized? Or what happens if a person is drunk and in the middle of a sin and then crashes their car and dies? They probably don't even know the biblical answers to the basic things like, how can you be sure a person is truly saved? And how do you know if you truly are on the way to heaven? They probably are confused about these things. And so there's a lot of biblical stupidity out there, just like the Bible says. People won't even know what to believe or what is true or how to compare the different teachings of the false religions with the true religion. And then it also says that in those days there will be a lot of arrogance and pride. Oh my goodness, is the world ever filled with arrogance? You know, it's one of the things I see almost every single day. The pride that people have, as though, boy, we are great, or we this, or we that. I think that's one reason why people identify with various sports teams, various teams that they think are winners, and they like to become followers of those, because somehow they take part of that glory as though, boy, we must be pretty important people. Look at our teams. Look at how good we are, and so on. You know, there's a lot of arrogance in the world and a lot of pride. It's pretty tough to take even when you see someone so proud of things that should humble them instead of giving them arrogance. And then it also says, and in fact you can see some of these references in Luke the 12th chapter, in 1 Timothy 6, that's where this arrogance is talked about in verse 17. You know, the greed that people have. There's a program on TV here in the United States that talks about the greed that people have had and how they will cook up schemes to deceive people and to get them to invest in Ponzi schemes and things like that. You know, there is a lot of greed, and I guess it goes right with pride. So all these different things, you know, can tell us we are close to the end times. We're in the end times. Now, in spite of all this, I guess I would say confusion and deception, we need to have courage. And I'd like to give you some verses to give you courage as you move forward, so that you're not depressed and discouraged. Yes, the world's a pretty depressing place at times. There's a lot of evil and a lot of sin in the world. But for the child of God who believes Jesus Christ is their personal Savior, we ought to have courage. Let me give you some verses here. 1 John, that's not the Gospel of John, but the first letter of John toward the back of the New Testament. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. 1 John 4, verse 18. It speaks of perfect love casting out fear. That's what I would like to wish for you today. I hope that you have a perfected, your faith is genuinely committed to Jesus Christ, and you believe in him as your Lord and Savior. And so your love in him casts out your fear. You don't have to fear God. You don't have to fear your fellow man. You don't have to fear living. You can put your trust in God and be confident that he will take care of you. I love that verse. Try also Proverbs 3, verse 6. Proverbs 3, verse 6. In everything you do, put Christ first, and you will have success. Just think of that beautiful promise God gives you. Proverbs 3, verse 6. In everything you do, regardless what it is, whatever you do, put Christ first. Put him first, head of the list. He is your greatest priority. You will have success in God's terms. Maybe the world won't think you're a success, but God will. And that's the important thing. Put Christ first in everything you do, and you will have success. Proverbs 3, verse 6. Let me give you an Old Testament reference. Isaiah 40, 29, 30, and 31. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, 29, 30, and 31. They that wait on the Lord will have their strength renewed. I just want to remind every child of God, every person who has trusted in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you might be worn down. You might be discouraged. As we said at the beginning of this program, there's a lot of things to be sad and sorry for, a lot of trouble in the world. But if you wait upon the Lord, trust in him, believe in him, put your confidence in him, he promises you will have your strength renewed. Just think of that. God himself, the Almighty God, the all-powerful God, says he will come and live within you and give you strength to renew your attitude of faith and trust in him. He will renew you, strengthen you. Take a look at Romans 12, verse 15. Romans 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. We have to be aware that God wants to be with all people in whatever their situation. But he is our light and our salvation. That's Psalm 27, verse 1. And he will care for us. He will lead us through. Be of good courage, folks. Be of good courage. God is still in charge. He is still the one that rules over all things. And if he rules over you as your Lord and Savior, you know you don't have to fear the past or the future. You belong to God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.